Welcome to Crazy Shit in Real Estate, a weekly podcast where I walk you through some of the wildest, most unbelievable stories you'll hear from the world of real estate. If you like real estate and you love crazy, this is the podcast for you.
Hey friends, I'm Lee Brown. Welcome back to Crazy Shit in Real Estate, or welcome if this is your first time showing up. Maybe you showed up because you're a friend of my next guest. And this, frankly, is the place that you've been looking for in real estate. We don't try to hide the crazy or the sad or the emotional or the weird. We just roll it right on out there on the front porch and say, this is exactly what real estate looks like. And those of us that do this business love it just for that very reason. So today I'm excited to bring y'all another guest who is an actual producing realtor. Carla, welcome to the show.
Hey, everybody. I'm glad to be here. This is a life-changing moment for sure.
Is this your first podcast to be on forever?
Well, yeah. I live in the sticks, so, you know.
You know what they say, Carla? You never forget your first. I have to say that because it's so easy. Okay, so tell them where in the sticks you are. Tell them a little bit about who you are and how long you've been in real estate. Any little fun details about you?
So I'm Carla Jacobson. I'm associate broker with Fortify Group. And I say that because there's two of us. So we're a small group. I work for an insurance agency that has a real estate agency with it. And I'm in Geneva, Nebraska, which is population of 2,400. And our county population is 5,000. So I feel like of all the people that you've had on, like they're mega big and we're just like out here doing what we do. But I've been in real estate for 13 years. I was in banking 17 years. Came over to the good side, I guess.
Well, I have to ask. I mean, this will tell me about your town. Is there a Casey's in your town?
There is a Casey's in our town. Yes. And it's a really good thing because the Pizza Hut closed, so we can still get pizza. I know, right?
That's yeah. Sad.
And we have a stoplight.
Well, that's why you're the county seat, right? Because you have the stoplight.
Exactly. Exactly.
See, and that's always the proof that I lived in Iowa, because small towns have a Casey's and the big ones have a come and go, which we'll still never figure out how. I mean, and I know the story behind the name, but did nobody say to them, we should rethink this? Casey's General Store, no jokes you can make about that. Come and go. It's all jokes.
It almost feels like you shouldn't use that. You shouldn't go in there. Like, ooh.
I know. And their restrooms tend to be cleaner than Casey's. You know, you find this out when you're a lady. You always judge a place by the restrooms, right?
Exactly. Exactly.
So, Carla, you said coming from banking to real estate was coming to the good side. Tell me why you get to say that. What makes you feel that way?
Well, since this is crazy shit in real estate, I can say crazy things, right?
You can say anything except the F word or GD, because I don't care for those.
So I was in banking for 17 years, but I wasn't an officer. I was raising my family at the time, and my husband has a job where he was on the road a lot. And so I kind of just went into a job that paid the bills, and I got insurance and was kind of happy about that. But then I soon realized I didn't have the right pieces and parts anatomy-wise that I was going to grow with that corporation. And so I was actually recruited by my broker to come and work and do real estate. But unfortunately, at the moment that they recruited me, I had she's probably four. And there's a lot of realtors out there that have little kids, and God bless them. I don't know how they do that. But our closest family is 3.5 hours away. My husband's on the road. And so my standard was Grace had to be able to make herself a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. Otherwise, I couldn't do real estate. So I had to make sure my family could at least feed themselves. And so coming over here, I had the flexibility to be a mom, and I could make good money because, you know, I was in control of my own destiny. So,
and you knew everybody from working at the bank, I would guess.
No kidding. Because the next newest hire at the bank was like 10 years before me. So the expectation was the new girl had to learn everybody's name in like 2 minutes. So yeah, it's a game. Learning people's names is definitely a game.
Are you still really good at that? Was that a skill that you've kept in your whole life?
You know, I've become really good at faking people's names, maybe. There are some life skills you learn in this occupation, right?
Lord, honey, isn't that the truth?
Well, and my son told me that this was a perfect broadcast for me because he's called me batshit crazy for 20 years. So,
oh, that's a sign of respect, I would think. Nobody wants to be the boring mom. You just ask him, did you want to have the boring mom because you did not get her?
Yes, I will make him watch that. There is confirmation that he got the good one.
That's right. Mike, I always threaten to my kids that I'm going to march right down to the school like Beverly Goldberg does, because we love watching the Goldbergs. And they're like, please don't, mama, because you will. I'm like, oh, I will.
I got to the point where I would ask my kids, do you want me to intervene? And they'd be like, nope.
We're good.
we'll handle it out. Definitely.
But you know, that's actually part of that life skill of being a realtor is we do have to intervene. And that's one of the things that you don't really get taught in pre-licensing school. You get into the middle of a transaction and suddenly one side comes completely unhinged. And sometimes it's our clients that come unhinged. And sometimes it's the other side or their agent. And suddenly we're dealing with messengers in the middle and somebody has to bring it down to y'all got to stop for a second, like mamas do. Is that why women are the bulk of successful realtors and why we're so successful in the business over time, maybe?
I've oftentimes said that. We're good at manipulating people without letting them know they're being manipulated, kind of like you do a teenager.
Well, I'm glad to hear you say that because I'm often told it's Southern women that do that, but you're Midwestern, so I think it's just women who do that.
Hey, it's just getting shit done. We just got to get... And you're right. In this industry, you gotta take charge sometimes and just say, okay, how are we going to get this done?
If you want to get it done, now's the time. If you don't, it's also now the time to tell me that too.
Exactly. Yeah. I've said many times, I don't care what your answer is, but you need to give me an answer. Because I think sometimes people are afraid to give us bad news. It's like, I'm not that kind of person. I don't mind if you have bad news. I'd rather have the truth than to get to the end and have you say, oh, yeah, I didn't really want to, but I did. So,
you know, we should be teaching all brand new realtors that script that you just spit out so eloquently that I don't care what your answer is, but I need you to give me one. That's really good. It's direct, but not ugly, which is a
skill. There is a lot of things that they should teach you in rookie class. But
what are you sitting there as?
What's that?
What did you wish you'd known? What was the biggest thing that hit you when you were like, if only I'd known?
I think the one thing, but I don't think until you're in this crazy real estate gig that you understand it, but you have to schedule time for your family, your friends, yourself. And, you know, again, maybe a little bit of a mother manipulation thing, but I just call them appointments. Oh, I'm sorry, I have an appointment today at 4:30 already. You know, how about 6? And it just so happens my appointment is at the gym, or my appointment was my kids' cross-country meet, or the county fair was that week, and so I was conveniently booked all week. But I think as realtors, we feel like we have to apologize, and I don't know of any other industry that feels like they have to be 24/7.
And I will say, if you're a consumer listening to this and you're like, oh, you sneaky people, you're lying to us. No, we know that y'all value your lives too. And realtors are people pleasers at heart. And Carla is making a very, very truthful statement here. Realtors will put everything else to the side to make you happy. And so until they learn how to block out an hour and a half to eat supper with their kids, they will skip ball games. They will skip dance recitals. They will skip marriage counseling. Anything they have to skip to sell a house, they'll do it because they want you happy. And so if you want your realtor to be great, your realtor should be breathing and able to sleep and have 5 minutes off, because the business is addictive though. I mean, we can admit to that. It gets in your blood and you want to do it and you want to do great things for people, but the exhaustion that hits can be debilitating.
I've got a bracelet with my word of the year, and my word of the year this year is balance.
How's that working out for you?
So I have a friend who's very wise, and Kim Zwiener said, you know, balance doesn't mean even all the time. And I think that was probably one of the best things that she could have ever told me, is because I'm trying to find a balance that, you know, sometimes it's like this and sometimes it's like this, but it's still a balance, you know, it's, you know, and I find I'm much sharper mentally if I've worked out that day, or if I've gotten a good night's sleep, or if I've spent some time with my family. So I think I make those appointments for myself, so I'm a better realtor to the people that I spend time with.
And that's why I'm grateful for people like him who, in her space as a volunteer and as a just a decent human, she's out there trying to bring people together with her little Facebook group and with
all the time,
checking in all the time. She's the kind of person that other realtors like to do transactions with, because it's a much easier way to serve your buyers and sellers when the agent on the other side is giving and caring and wants you to get better too. And then the buyers and sellers win. It's always good stuff.
Well, and being in a small town, and I kind of was humbled when you asked me, well, I wasn't kind of, I was humbled when I asked you, when you asked me to be on here, because, you know, my real estate transactions don't look like, you know, HGTV, like you said, because I've sold $8,000 trailer houses.
I sold a $6,000 one, beat that.
Man.
It was a single wide. Was yours a double?
No, it was single. So, but
hey, look, high five, sister, because not just everybody will do a single wide trailer. High five.
Yeah, no kidding, right? But to me, at the end of the day, it's not being a people pleaser as much as it is just a humility. I was somewhat discriminated in the financial industry when I was young because I only had $50 a month to invest. And I, a couple investment people said, well, we really don't work with small investors. Anyway, I always remembered that. So when I had money and I had, you know, I didn't go back to those people.
I bet you, you pretty woman, didn't you?
Yes.
You work on commission, don't you?
Favorite movie ever.
I know, it's so good.
Favorite. My husband says, how many times can you watch this movie? I'm like, every time, sweetheart, every time. But I always remember that. Like, to me, that's real. Like, I treat my $30,000 customers the same as I treat my $400,000 customers, because at the base of life, that's who I am. That's how I want to be treated. And in a small town like this, definitely, I see my buyers just as, you know, more than I see my sellers. I might be representing the seller, but the buyers are the people that I meet down the street every day. So
it's a different relationship too, because buyers are just more time intensive and relationship intensive than sellers on the balance.
Oh, sometimes.
Well, in theory, we spend more time showing houses. Of course, the virtual world changes things with whole pandemic era. It's gotten a little bit different. Buyers have definitely narrowed their list more now before going out to look.
Well, and in our, that's another difference in our market, I guess. You just kind of look at everything because we only have 10 or 12 on the market. And right now, I was going to show you. I don't know if I can twist the camera around without dropping my technology. This is the saddest thing in life ever. Look at all those signs that are not being used.
Oh, they need yards.
I know.
Like a little courtyard garden where you're growing signs. That's so damn cute, Carla.
No, it's not cute. That means I like have no listings. This is crazy. We have buyers lining up.
You sold the listings you have.
We did. Yes. We are in dire need of workforce housing.
Well, maybe you should start a development.
Well, actually, I just finished building my own house. And so now I teamed up with that builder and we are building a couple new houses. Yeah.
I love that. So is that something you ever thought was going to happen in your life when you were a young girl at the bank? One day I'm going to be a developer building houses for people?
No. In fact, it's kind of interesting because my husband and I were never going to build a house ever, but we found our dream property. It's on the edge of town. We have 7 Wagyu cattle and our kids raised 4-H pigs there, and we have 3 dogs, and we watch the sunset every night. Aww. And it's pretty sweet. Life coming full circle, definitely.
That's heaven right there, girl, heaven.
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
Well, okay, we've kind of wandered around the topic, but did you come in with a story you wanted to tell today, or did you just want to chit-chat with me? Because I kind of enjoy these conversations.
Well, my crazy shit to real estate story?
Yes.
Okay, I foiled over this because everybody has such good stories. And I don't know that I've had the Native American that was, you know, mine's not an Oriental family. It's a Native American man walked in the house and said, did somebody die there? I've had, you know, crazy cat lady house. I have some, but you kind of had to be there to understand it. But I did have one situation that I thought, this would probably be good for the podcast because it was a huge learning curve for me. So I sold the mansion here in Geneva, Nebraska, has a mansion. So I sold it to a young family. They moved home to raise their daughter, and it was an awesome experience. They came from Omaha. Well, luckily, this mansion had a pool, but luckily, so did the buyers in their Omaha house. So they knew a lot about pools. I knew nothing about a pool. So the seller's agent was promising things that I knew he shouldn't promise. Oh, there's nothing wrong with the pool. The pool's fine. Last time they had all the equipment working, it all worked fine. Well, I knew, being from Geneva, he was not from Geneva, that the pool hadn't been open for a couple of summers. So yes. So luckily the buyers, I told the buyers that, and they're like, well, fine, just write into the contract that the pool has to be opened for the season. Great wording. Had no idea about that wording, had no idea about, you know, what that process looks like or anything. $15,000 later, the pool was open for the season and we closed.
See, I love that story because there is so much power and impact in listening to the expertise our clients bring to the table.
There is.
If you think about it, as realtors, we're always trying to be the expert and we have sometimes some challenges with humility, like the other agent who's like, oh, it's fine, it's fine. But your buyers had expertise because they knew about pools. You're not a pool person, so you didn't even pretend. You're like, that sounds good, let's do it. You acknowledged their expertise and everybody wins. And that's a huge difference in what kind of realtor you have, the professional versus the less professional.
Well, and I think too that is one thing that I see in the industry too much. There's too much know-it-alls. You know, just climb off the ladder, people. We're just human. Just human. Be human.
Exactly. Human with a super key. I mean, that's all, right? Or a central lock, you know, could be either one.
We have punch boxes out here. We are old school, man.
Oh, you're lucky. It's so much easier. But Carla, if you tell me you have an MLS book, I'm going to have to intervene.
No. I got in after that. I was the one that pushed our board to go with the bigger MLS, and we've been very happy ever since we did that. So
data is good. Data is our friend.
Exactly. If we could just teach realtors to take pictures, though.
Without their cell phones, you mean?
Well, I actually invested in a nice cell phone, but it, you know, turn lights on, shut the toilet, you know, just simple thing. Yeah. No. Pick up a little.
I have one client. She said, what channel should I put on the TV for the pictures? I said, baby girl, cut that thing off. We are not going to be having them guess which show you're watching. No.
Jerry Springer.
But it was proof she had looked at too many houses online because all these houses had their TV on. She was seeing what people were watching.
Oh my gosh.
So Carla, if somebody wants to reach out to you because they want to find out about buying a small town life in the middle of Nebraska, or they just want to connect with you as a fellow realtor, how do people reach out and find you?
I would love to connect with anybody as a fellow realtor. And I am Carla@fortifygroup.net.
And if you live in her part of Nebraska, y'all already saw she's got a garden full of signs and she grew one just for you. And at this time of year, it might even come with a tomato or something because we all have our gardens going right now. And
yes, and it's finally raining in Nebraska. So I didn't even have to water my garden this morning. I'm so stoked.
Yeah, we had 7 inches in the last 2 days. My hope right now is that it didn't wash all the blossoms off my squash, but I can't get down to my garden because it is a muddy mess, but it's better in a drought, I guess.
Yeah, definitely. It's very precarious times here in Nebraska right now. Our agricultural community is hurting a lot for a lot of different reasons. So yeah, stay strong, everybody.
That's right. And don't forget that if you're listening to this during the coronavirus pandemic, the EIDL loans are still available for ag only. So make sure that you call your bank and check into it. And if you need a realtor, you should totally call Carla. So Carla, thank you for coming on the show and for letting this be your first podcast appearance and for being a good crazy mom who's doing great things.
And I forgot to say that you changed my life in teaching me how to pack. I was totally going to say that.
Yeah, those are my favorite videos, but people going to spend 51 minutes. They won't realize 51 minutes got away watching me pack.
That's the first time I ever saw Lee Brown, and it's a life changer, man. I can go on vacation with a carry-on now.
High five. Hang on to the camera. High five right there. I'm glad
that
information was helpful to you, and I hope that all y'all enjoyed this episode. And if you'd like to appear in a future one yourself, you should totally reach out. I'm on every social network. I'm pretty easy to find. And if you want to meet more great people like Carla, then you should totally become a volunteer in Realtor World, because it's a great place. And if you're a consumer hiring realtors, you should pick the realtors who volunteer, because we know other great people, and that makes us better at the craft of real estate. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast, give us 5 stars, and I'll hopefully see you next time.
If you are listening to this episode and you need to tell us something about your crazy life in or around real estate, then tweet me at Lee Brown or reach me on any of the social networks. That's if you're a broker, realtor, investor, inspector, lender, or just a regular normal human being who happens to have dealt in real estate. Subscribe for more episodes. And as always, we are thrilled that you joined us for some crazy shit in real estate. See you next time.